Good evening, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. Leah Lynn Barton, former Village of Wilton clerk, has been sentenced to 10 years probation after conviction of stealing thousands of dollars from the village. The case, which was initiated in early 2024, centered on allegations of financial impropriety and professional misconduct. Barton faced two primary felony charges, theft in a business setting exceeding $10,000 but less than $100,000, and misconduct in office to an act in excess of her authority. Following the judicial process, the court entered guilty findings for both counts. Yesterday, Judge Todd Ziegler presided over the final finding of guilt and the subsequent sentencing. For the first count of business theft, Barton was found guilty at a court trial. Regarding the second count of misconduct in office, a judgment of conviction was entered following a plea of no contest. The court ordered a comprehensive sentence designed to balance rehabilitation with punitive measures. Barton was placed on probation for a total of 10 years, 6 years for the first count and 4 years for the second, to run concurrently. As a condition of her probation for the misconduct charge, she was ordered to serve 30 days in jail with Huber privileges and electronic monitoring, excluding the first 48 hours of her term. Additionally, Barton is required to comply with specific conditions, including maintaining no contact with designated individuals and the Village of Wilton Administrative Office. The financial resolution of the case is substantial, reflecting on the scale of the theft involved. The defendant owes a total of $42,226.56 to the court. This figure includes $35,812.26 in restitution, along with associated surcharges and court costs. To manage these obligations, the court established a monthly payment plan commencing in September 2026. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, in coordination with the Village of Winneconnie Police Department and the County Medical Examiner's Office, has released the identities of three individuals found deceased last week. The victims, discovered following a welfare check at a residence in the 500 block of Division Street on the evening of July 31st, have been identified as 57-year-old Jeffrey Mankey and his two daughters, 16-year-old Jaylin Mankey and 11-year-old Lenora Mankey. The discovery was made after officers from the Winneconnie and Omro Police Departments, along with the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, were dispatched to the home in response to a medical incident. Due to the nature of the circumstances, the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office has assumed the lead role in the ongoing investigation. While the specific details surrounding the deaths remain under active review, investigators have determined that the event was an isolated incident and have reassured the community that there is no broader threat to public safety. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, led by Sheriff Roy Torgerson, managed a diverse range of incidents during the week ending August 1st. The week began with an OUI arrest in the town of Coon after a truck entered a ditch on Swaim Ridge Road. The driver, who refused medical care, was charged with OUI second offense and operating after revocation. That same day, deputies responded to a battery report on West Main Street in the village of Reedstown. The suspect was eventually apprehended in Crawford County and processed at the Vernon County Detention Center for battery and disorderly conduct. July 27th, proactive enforcement continued with the execution of an arrest warrant on Call Road in the town of Sterling, where a 30-year-old female was taken into custody on multiple warrants and a probation hold. Midweek activities included the launch of a significant theft investigation involving a contractor from Missouri who allegedly failed to complete $125,000 worth of work. On July 29th, a dangerous domestic disturbance in the town of Kickapoo required a swift response after a male threatened others with a knife. The individual was arrested and transported to the detention center. Road safety remained a priority, as evidenced by an accident on County Road C on the 30th of July in the town of Greenwood. A juvenile driver fell asleep at the wheel, causing his car to overturn in a wooded area, though fortunately no injuries were reported despite the deployment of airbags. The end of the week saw several community-focused interventions and interagency collaborations. On the 31st of July, deputies investigated a fire seen from Highway 27, which turned out to be a controlled burn. The property owner was advised on proper notification procedures. A noise and trespassing complaint in Reedstown was resolved peacefully between the parties, and then on August 1st, deputies assisted Coon Valley Police with a traffic stop that led to the capture of a male passenger with active warrants from three different counties near the La Crosse County line. Additionally, a warrant arrest was made in the village of Lafarge following a vehicle sighting on South Bird Street. Finally, a missing person report involving a teen at Sighty Hollow Park ended successfully when the youth was located unharmed and returned to his family by Viroqua police and fire personnel. In Taylor County, a tragic multi-vehicle accident occurred early Saturday in the township of Holway, resulting in one fatality and another individual sustaining injuries. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reported that emergency dispatch received a 911 call at 3:12 a.m. regarding a collision on County Road O near Oak Drive involving a house being moved along the roadway. According to preliminary investigations, a tractor operated by Jason Nelson of Thorpe was transporting a house westbound when an eastbound vehicle struck a corner of the structure. The eastbound vehicle continued underneath the house before emerging and colliding head-on with a pickup truck following behind the transit. The driver of the eastbound car, 19-year-old Dylan Mickelson of Abbotsford, was pronounced dead at the scene. His passenger, 20-year-old Autumn Armatosky of Phillips, was transported by emergency services for medical treatment. Neither Jason Nelson nor the driver of the pickup truck, Dominic Sikora of Thorpe, sustained injuries in the crash. The emergency response included Taylor County deputies, Taylor County EMS, first responders from Stetsonville and Taylor County, and the Stetsonville Fire Department. The Wisconsin State Patrol is currently assisting the Taylor County Sheriff's Office with an ongoing investigation into the circumstances of the incident. Authorities have indicated that no further details are being released at this time. According to a criminal complaint, bystanders found a 4-month-old baby in a car seat alone in a boat at Lakeview Bar in Milton. Minutes after the baby was brought inside the bar, 27-year-olds Callie and Maxwell Reed came inside looking for the child. Police reviewed surveillance footage and saw the child was alone in the hot sun without a life jacket for at least 30 minutes while his parents did shots of Jameson. According to online court records, a plea and sentencing is set for Maxwell Reed August 13th, although Callie Reed is only scheduled for a calendar call on August 13th. Online court records indicate a plea questionnaire and deferred prosecution agreement have been filed in her case. The search for two young kayakers who went missing near Washington Island has reached a somber conclusion. Sunday, August 2nd, the Door County Sheriff's Office officially assumed command of the incident, marking a shift in focus as the mission transitioned from a rescue search to a recovery operation. The change in status signaled a heartbreaking turn for the families and the many agencies involved in the intensive effort to locate the pair. Throughout Monday, a coordinated recovery team worked tirelessly in the waters where the individuals were last seen. Personnel from the Washington Island Police Department, the Gibraltar Police Department, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources joined the Door County Sheriff's Office in a meticulous sweep of the area. Late Monday morning at approximately 10:55 a.m., personnel located the body of 20-year-old David Thulman of Dundee, Illinois. Shortly thereafter, the body of 20-year-old Francesca Warwick of South Elgin, Illinois, was also recovered from the water. The identification of the two victims brought a formal end to the recovery phase of the operation. In the wake of the tragedy, the Door County Sheriff's Office expressed its deepest condolences to the families of both David and Francesca. Sheriff Tammy Sternard and Chief Gary Schultz also extended their gratitude to the vast array of local fire departments, emergency management teams, and the United States Coast Guard for their assistance. The efforts were further bolstered by numerous volunteers who dedicated their time and resources during both the search and the subsequent recovery. While the physical recovery of the victims has been completed, the circumstances surrounding the incident are still being examined. The Door County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that the case remains under active investigation to determine the exact sequence of events that led to the disappearance of the two kayakers. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville Foundation and Alumni Association has announced a $1 million estate gift from the late Dolores L. Brown, a 1954 graduate of Platteville State Teachers College. Brown, who died March 29th at the age of 93, dedicated her life to the field of education. Her remarkable donation will establish an enduring scholarship fund specifically for full-time students majoring in education at UW-Platteville, ensuring that future teachers receive the support necessary to follow in her footsteps. Having been born in Lancaster and raised in Platteville, Brown was a passionate advocate for student success throughout her 35-year career in elementary education. After teaching in West Allis, she spent the majority of her professional life in Madison Elementary Schools. She was widely recognized for her philosophy that every child deserves a tailored challenge and support based on their unique strengths. Beyond the classroom, she was a leader in organizations such as Alpha Delta Kappa, demonstrating a lifelong commitment to service and the teaching profession. Vital statistics right after this.